This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Coming out of the great financial crisis, I did a documentary exploring better ideas for the economy. For a taste of problems looking for solutions, we opened that film, Fixing the Future, it was called, in a New England mill town littered with closed factories. It's been years since the economy emptied out on us, and I've been waiting for the boats to rise again ever since. There I was, peering into a clothing store that had sat empty for 15 years. The Hathaway shirt and Scott paper jobs were gone, and big boxes had sucked retail out to near the I-95 interchanges. I knew this because this was my hometown, Waterville, on the Kennebec River in Maine. That was 2010. Same block, a dozen years later, stands a new $26 million hotel, the Lockwood. The bar off the lobby looks like it was barged up the river intact from Manhattan. Private hotel chains were not spending on this stretch of Main Street that time forgot. Then who?
One of the beauties of being a college that's been around for 200 years, and we expect will be around for 200 years more, is that we can be the ultimate patient investor. Yeah. We can wait.
David A. Green is president of Colby, the liberal arts college that shares the zip code.
We can invest in this not for profit, but we can do this in a way that helps to stimulate something better for the community. And having a great city is good for Colby. It's good for Waterville.
Here's where I disclose I've long known Colby. My late dad was a literature professor there for decades.
There's a couple $100 million in reinvestment in just these four blocks of Main Street.
Colby ponied up half. The other half comes from the Harold Alphon Foundation with roots in Maine. Individuals and the feds also chipped in. Across from the hotel, long-gone Waterville Hardware is now Artist Studios and Makerspace. A few paces north, this extravaganza, what planners see as a cultural living room.
A place where people, it is completely okay to go for a cup of coffee, completely okay to go in and, you know, make ceramics, or completely okay to go and see a movie.
Jacqueline Terraza is director of the famed Colby College Museum of Art up on campus, which has opened an outpost here, part of a brand new art center on Main Street. The museum is adjacent to an art house movie theater with three screens, all connected by skywalk to the historic Opera House. Robin Samalis-Getchell runs the florist shop in the old Waterville Savings Bank building. Moving here, her sales went up 93%.
Any sort of sunny, beautiful summer day, there are tons of people walking on Main Street, having lunch, stopping in, getting a coffee next door. You could look out and feel like maybe you're in the city for a couple of minutes.
The college bought this building and is Robin's landlord. Nonprofits are tax-exempt, but Colby pledged to keep what it owns downtown on the tax rolls, increasing tax revenue for the city sevenfold.
That is an annuity for the city. That makes such a big difference for the public schools that are here, for the social service organizations that are here.
There's demand for these services. The typical household earns just $41,000 a year. And revitalization has winners and losers. If property values rise, it's great if you're selling or borrowing against the property, but maybe not if you're staying put, paying more tax. Also, housing affordability. It can drive rents higher, but persuade developers to build more housing. The college's role here plays into town versus gown friction. Colby's worked to ease this by building one of its dorms downtown, where students have to give back to the community through volunteering. Still, some residents now call downtown not Waterville, but Colbyville.
Colbyville.
You've heard that?
Yeah, all the time.
Ken Vlodik is owner of a vibrant sewing store, Yard Goods. He's fine with the hotel and the arts, but not with the college being such a power player, even with city officials and philanthropies so involved.
It was a great investment. But when somebody says Colby College invested over $100 million in downtown, I look at it as they didn't invest a cent in downtown. What they invested in was a extension of the Colby College campus, which is what we have.
Lodek's overriding issue is what the Main Street dorm has done to parking. He feels frustrated in his campaign to get local authorities to beef up enforcement of student cars. Nearer the river, a shuttered tavern, once famous for characters inside and brawls outside, is about to get the wrecking ball. A private developer likes the town's new energy and will build stores and apartments. President Green sees a tipping point.
In the end, you can't have a project like this that is upheld entirely by a place like Colby or philanthropic money or anything else. You have to have the market at work.